Focus. You don't have to do it all at once. There seems to be this notion that unless you've got a million things on your to-do list, always running from one thing to the next, you're actually not quote-unquote doing it. You're not going to quote-unquote make it or ever amount to anything, let alone be successful with that crazy business idea of yours, which is a beautifully constructed lie formed by the ego and supported by the patriarchal and ever-increasing shadow masculine sphere we've been living in for decades. It seems to live a secret life within us until you're ready to heal it, that is. Then it veers its ugly head and oftentimes seduces you for the longest time because with the ears of this world, it seems right. Right? Unfulfilled, unsatisfied, discontent. Wherever you look, competition is looming, and so you must run faster, do more, sleep less, and have at least 4 to 5 projects you're focused on, shifting from one to the next without ever getting really deep into one. Because as soon as you do, you realize that you're neglecting the other 4 projects, filling you with panic and terror, so you shift and try to put out fires, making sure that there's at least some progression on everything, however small it may be. This leaves you unfulfilled, unsatisfied, discontent, and worst of all, questioning whether the crystal clear, deep calling that you have been following all along has been nothing but a siren's call, determined to have you crash against the rocks of the closest shore. It's not. But you have to learn that you are the master of your ship, the captain of your faith, and it is for you to set the course, for you to decide what destination you will aim for first, which one to do next, and after that, next. Just like you wouldn't board a ship without knowing its destination, you do not set sails in your business without an idea of where you want to go. And just like a ship cannot sail to many destinations at once, neither can you. If you keep changing the course of your ship, you will not only never reach land, you will eventually run out of supplies. There will be no more fresh water, no food to eat. You'll grow tired of seeing nothing but water, and your crew, if you have any, will start to annoy the hell out of you. If you instead keep paddling towards your destination, one paddle at a time, you will eventually get there. Once there, you are then able to sell the tremendous treasures you have in your cargo, restock, refill, and replenish, preparing yourself to set out for a new destination. When I began writing this, I hadn't intended it for it to be a story about sailing, especially since I get seasick from sitting in a waterbed. If you don't know what waterbeds are, consider yourself lucky. They were the big thing in the 80s, and if you don't trust me, Google it. Also, and you, the smart one, knows this. It's not really about sailing. It's about your business, your products, and your services, and how you, in order to experience the deep satisfaction, content, and fulfillment that comes from allowing your calling to sustain you on all levels, have to finish one thing at a time. Which, and I hope this has been made clear with all of the sailing analogies, that else will have been for nothing, do not mean that you do not get to finish other things. In fact, quite the opposite. Because, to go back to the sailing analogies, as you work to reach your destination, you become a better and better captain. You become better at setting the course, knowing when to set sails and when not to. You become stronger and more adept, more intuitive and more trusting, more flexible and more resilient. And this is what I can help you with. The business part, not the sailing. Last week, I received this message as a part of an update email from a client. I quote, "I feel everything is under control and I don't stress at all. It's so nice and it's thanks to you I feel this way because I focus now only on one thing." It made my heart flutter with joy because it has taken quite some work from this Radiant One to get to this point. Week after week, month after month, she's worked on releasing the limiting beliefs that held her back, thinking that she had to have a million projects going at once, leaving her frustrated and unfulfilled. What's more incredible about the above statement is that it came while she was smack in the middle of launching the beta version of her new online program. Imagine being filled with this kind of presence, focus, and calm while launching. When she and I first began joining in sessions, she was overwhelmed with amazing ideas and at first didn't want to focus on just one thing, thinking it meant that she would somehow lose out. Instead, now, through the work that we've done, she not only sees but experiences the result of divine clarity, focus, and inspired action. Letting go of having multiple projects running all at once can be extremely difficult if it's been your operating mode for years, which is why having someone like me by your side is crucial to support you in focusing on what will serve you the most, allowing you to reap the benefits of everything you sow. And do not be mistaken. Setting your sails for one destination does not mean that there is no work to do. Launching the beta version of her first online course, this Radiant One has been busting her butt doing webinars, making videos, setting up sales pages, and creating the course itself. The only difference between before and now is that now she also allows herself to experience the deep-seated peace and satisfaction that stems from actually seeing the fruits of your hard labor. Our sessions and her dedicated effort made that happen. Her list of projects have not gotten smaller. There are still a million and one things she wants to and will be doing, but the list no longer stresses her. It excites her knowing she gets to fully embody the expression of her soul's purpose. Be and do what she came here for, supporting those who she entered contracts with long before coming here. Complete and utter embodiment. If you want to experience the deep-seated peace, satisfaction, and fulfillment and content that I am talking about, here is a simple yet very effective trick. Try focusing on just one thing for the next 30 days. Just one thing. What that does is completely bypasses your ego with "it's just 30 days" and "who can't do 30 days." This is a simple yet extremely effective trick, allowing you to connect with your source and gnosis of your divine feminine essence and marry her with your divine masculine essence of creation and doing. Here is my invitation to you. If you want to experience growth and expansion from within, in both your life and your business, and are ready for a deep commitment, I also invite you to check out my spiritual business mentoring services. You don't have to journey alone. And please note that whenever I share client stories, excerpts, or testimonials, I do so with the express permission from those I am honored to hold sacred space for. With much love, XO, Maria Estella.